There will soon be quarterly records of Greater Sudbury City Council members' attendance, thanks to a successful motion by Ward 6 Cown. René LaPierre. The motion asks the city clerk to provide a quarterly report summary of attendance or partial attendance by members of council to all regular, closed, and special meetings of council and its committees on a city council agenda. Although the information is already available in meeting minutes, LaPierre told his colleagues that the quarterly reports will make it easier for the public to see their attendance records. I think it's part of good governance for us, he said. Ward 9 Cown. Deb McIntosh tacked a friendly amendment onto LaPierre's motion during the February 7 City Council meeting, which will see city administrators also track members' attendance records with outside boards on an annual basis. City Council began debating LaPierre's motion at the end of their January 24 meeting, but the discussion was cut short when the meeting timed out at the three-hour mark and City Council failed to receive the two-thirds majority vote needed to proceed. The debate concluded on February 7, at which time the city's elected officials were near unanimous in supporting it. The only member to vote against it was Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini. What is the purpose of doing this? He asked, adding that the last time he was asked to take attendance was in high school. He later asked whether city administration was going to also impose a dress code, which Mayor Paul Lefebvre said was not insinuated anywhere in the motion up for debate. Although Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier was not present during the February 7 meeting. He expressed early opposition to it on January 24. The motion, he said, asks council to create additional new red tape with added staff time and costs to duplicate the very same instantly available information. Further, he asserted that the motion would put city councilors at risk of breaching the code of conduct for admitting to being at closed meetings of city council. The Municipal Act allows closed meetings under specific circumstances, and City Council holds them regularly. Montpelier claimed that he was fined $5,000 for merely admitting to being at a closed-door meeting, but this doesn't appear to have been the case. I admitted attendance, everything else was cleared, and in the very last minute the fact that I had said I was at a closed meeting, I was fined $5,000, Montpelier said on January 24. A March 8, 2021. Report by City Integrity Commissioner Robert Swayze notes that Montpelier's disclosure of the fact that the SAO was addressed in a secret meeting was a release of confidential information contrary to Section 6(1) of the Code. Publicly commenting on the contents of an in-camera meeting goes beyond merely saying he was at a meeting, and Swayze contended that Montpelier did so in both a media interview and a letter sent to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. On March 23, 2021, City Council opted to reprimand Montpelier and not follow Swayze's recommendation that the councillor be suspended $6,600 in salary. Lefebvre clarified that attendance is already taken and that the only change LaPierre's motion would bring is that the results would be tallied up on a quarterly basis in reports to City Council. Montpelier affirmed that he'd be okay with that, though he accompanied his approval by reiterating a caution to his colleagues, $5,000 for admitting attendance. With absences already recorded in City of Greater Sudbury meeting minutes, Sudbury.com dug through whatever minutes were available for 2022 meetings as of February 7 and tallied up the totals for all City Council and committee meetings. These numbers may grow as more meetings minutes become available. Absenteeism was as follows: Ward 1 Cown. Mark Signoretti, 9 Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini, 8 Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier. 9, then. Ward 4 Cown. Jeff McCausland. 4, then. Ward 5 Cown. Robert Kirwan. 2 Ward 6 Cown. René LaPierre. 4, then. Ward 7 Cown. Mike Yakubo. 3 Ward 8 Cown. Al Sizer. 5 Ward 9 Cown. Deb McIntosh. 1 Ward 10 Cown. Fern Cormier. 0 Ward 11 Cown. Bill LeDuc. 9 Ward 12 Cown. Jocelyn Landry Altman, 4, then. Mayor Brian Bigger, 5. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.